The White House said today that it's keeping a close eye on the swine flu outbreak. Swine flu has infected people not only in Mexico, but also in Texas and California. It appears to be a single outbreak affecting both countries. The World Health Organization reported today that viruses isolated from at least some Mexican patients are genetically similar to those infecting Americans. So if the virus has already crossed one border, how much farther could it spread? The World's Health and Science editor David Barron joins us. And David, you just participated in a briefing by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. What's the CDC saying? Give us the latest numbers.
Well, the CDC is definitely concerned. In fact, they said today that their concern has grown since yesterday. Yesterday, they held a press conference where they announced 7 confirmed swine flu cases in the United States, that is in Texas and California. Today, that number's grown to 8. That's still a tiny, tiny number, and of course, it's also less of a concern here because all of those people have survived. It was relatively mild illness. But they are concerned because it's quite clear that this swine flu is being transmitted from person to person. None of the American cases had known contact with pigs.
As you know, the big fear with any new flu outbreak is that it could lead to a global pandemic. That's what scientists have worried might happen with bird flu. How worried are health officials that this swine flu strain could spread globally?
Well, they're definitely gearing up for that possibility. I should say that the World Health Organization, which has a pandemic threat level that they set, it goes from 1 to 6. They are not changing that yet. It's still set at 3. But they're evaluating if maybe they should increase the threat level. And the World Health Organization has activated its Global Epidemic Operations Center. And there's a good reason for this, because while no one can say that this will lead to a pandemic, it has all of the elements that worry scientists. Because, first of all, it's a virus that humans have not been exposed to before, or at least not recently. It seems to have recently jumped from pigs. There is clear human-to-human spread. In the United States, for instance, the 2 cases in San Antonio, Texas, are 2 boys who go to school together. In California, there's a father and a daughter who were infected, so it seems to be going from human to human. The big unknown question, though, is even if it does continue to spread, really, how deadly is it? In Mexico, there have been a lot of deaths, but it's not clear that any or even most of those deaths are really due to swine flu. A lot more testing has to be done. But definitely, everyone's getting ready in case a pandemic is coming.
Any travel warnings yet being issued to Mexico or Texas or California, for that matter?
The CDC specifically said today they are not issuing any kind of travel warnings. People should feel free to travel as before, but they emphasize that standard infection control procedures should be followed. Wash your hands frequently, cover your mouth if you cough, and if you are feeling sick, if you've got the symptoms of flu, fever, lethargy, a cough, they advise please don't fly, please don't travel, don't go to work, stay home.
Very quickly, David, less than a minute, the U.S. has put a lot of money into pandemic flu preparedness in recent years, but that was for bird flu. If a swine flu leads to a pandemic, how prepared are we here?
Well, I would say that really all of the preparedness work will be relevant. Whether it starts in birds or pigs, it's really going to be the same thing. The CDC said today that all of the work that's been done in the last 10 years, if this should turn into a pandemic, it will be put to good use.
The World's Health and Science editor, David Barron, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Katie.